It's the middle of May, and the 2014 rookies get their first practices in at Raiders headquarters. But all eyes are on the fifth overall pick.
Everyone wants to know about 52.
Khalil Mack, the first player from the University of Buffalo to be drafted in the first round. Coming out of high school with just one scholarship offer, Mack finished his career as the NCAA leader in tackles for loss and forced fumbles.
Even in my career at Buffalo, they see me at practice and seeing the things that I did on the field and would tell me early on in my career that, yeah, man, first round. And I'd be like, nah, man, nah. I just shied off because I knew that it was going to take a lot more hard work to get where I wanted to be. And I always wanted to keep that mindset.
Set, boom!
Well, I saw a guy that played hard, had a lot of good instincts, just a lot of good fundamentals that you look for in a really, really good player.
To really get up close and personal and see him live, he's exactly what we thought he was going to be, and I would expect a pretty quick assimilation into the National Football League.
Now, when you hear people saying other guys ahead of your brother for the Heisman, how does that make you feel?
It's just, you know that it's not true, and you know that they can't make the throws your brother can, and you know that, well, he's just the best quarterback in the nation, and that's just a great thing to know.
Maybe we'll see Derek wearing that 8 for the Bulldogs. They might retire it for David, but I understand he's going to let Derek wear it anyway.
The little brother of the 2002 first overall pick eventually wore number 4 as a Bulldog, shattering records and eclipsing David on the way to becoming Fresno State's all-time leading passer.
Carr throw to the corner. Touchdown, Fresno State.
Being at Fresno State, I've seen a lot of great quarterbacks come through there, from Tedford, Trent Dilfer, Kevin Sweeney, a lot of great ones, and a lot of guys that played in the NFL. And when I seen him, I knew he was going to be special.
On top of it, when we met with him, his character was just off the charts good. And when you combine all those things, he has a chance to be a very, very good player in this league.
Hey, David, you didn't seem like
it's all right. It's Derek, but it's okay.
You didn't seem like a rookie. You're kind of directing traffic.
While Derek tries to make his own name in the NFL, so is T.J. Carey, a product, like current Raider Maurice Jones-Drew, of one of the most storied high school football programs in the country, De La Salle.
A little double reverse here. This is Carey. Carey already had a big play. Ooh. Right down that same sideline. He vaults himself in the air all the way down to the 5-yard line.
He's from the same era I am, so it's kind of like I see a little bit of myself in him. He has a lot of talent, a lot of ability. He just makes plays. What I want to do is just keep him hungry.
Being from De La Salle High School is an experience that I think a lot of boys that are going through them ranks of going through high school need to have.
Throughout rookie minicamp, Carey impresses coaches at corner and special teams.
He just has a knack for being around the football. Some guys get it. They understand it. They're football smart. They have the instincts. And he fell right into that category.
Good job today. Good job today, y'all.
The life of a rookie can be hectic. A new schedule, a new job, a new home. Time off the field and out of meetings is precious and hard to come by.
What's up?
Say hi,
man. How you doing?
50 minutes is to get here, and you get a chance to come visit family and play games with, you know, little cousins and see nephews and have some fun, get some good laughs, and then go back to work, and, you know, this really takes the stress off.
We love TJ. We're just proud of him.
Dreams come true. Stay tuned.
When we return, the rookies take notes from the vets, enter training camp, and suit up for preseason.